This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well. Cody Golden Drew, their band's back together. They'll be on from 10 to 2. Carrington will be on from 2 to 6 with Rob Britton. He's got a big matchup tonight, BYU and Kansas. Kansas, 3.5-point underdogs on the road. Is the sky falling in Lawrence?
Sure seems that way if you look at the internets, right?
I mean, from what I hear, this is Bill Self's worst team he's ever had.
Maybe. It may be.
So they're going to go to the Final Four.
Right. I mean, you're saying a guy is going to win between 20 and 25 games, that not winning 30 is, you know, the worst ever. Again, take Bill Self not for granted, because sooner rather than later, he ain't going to be there anymore. And who the hell's going to take over? You went from Larry Brown to Roy Williams to Bill Self. Who's next?
God, I remember Bill Self took over and said, great, now we're screwed.
Oh, yeah, people were not happy.
And then Bucknell Bradley happened in back-to-back years. Everyone's like, see, told you.
He went to the Elite Eight his first year, lost to Georgia Tech at the Dome in St. Louis. I think people were bought in. But even still, there were still a lot of the Roy holdovers from that. Bill has just been the greatest thing to happen to KU. He's awesome.
Jared Jack that beat them?
With Georgia Tech, I think you're right about that. Yeah, it was.
The only Tech player I know.
Name another Georgia Tech player.
Yeah. You know,
was it Barry Kremens or something was the coach down there? Jimmy Kremens? I know there was a Bobby Kremens, maybe. There was a Kremens. Yeah, there's not much Georgia Tech basketball that you would know of. And then Josh Pastner took the job there, and then
there's
he's fired.
A name we're not thinking of.
That's Bobby Kremens.
Yeah, Bobby Kremens. Yeah, there probably is. Oh, that's right. He went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Because Bobby Kremens had to have somebody that you heard of back in the day.
Kenny Anderson, Mark Price, Dennis Scott. There are some. Bosch.
Yeah. Chris Bosch.
Bosch is the name, yeah.
Some reason I thought Derek Favors. Wake Forest. I don't know why.
Yeah, I would have said that, too.
I would have as well, but the same colors.
Yeah.
They're like kind of that gold and blackish color.
Oh, Stephon Marbury. Right
there. Yeah, there you go. See, once you do it, it's like you're going to be there for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like people want to run Bill Self out, though. Go ahead. See what happens, okay? See what you get after you run Bill Self
two
out of
rings.
Dodge.
Two rings, Baldy.
Yeah, that was good, too. Bring that guy in. Maybe he'll take over for
that
Bill Self.
That guy ain't leaving anywhere.
No.
That guy's staying in UConn for life.
Is he effective anywhere else outside of Connecticut?
Doesn't matter.
You know?
Doesn't
like,
matter.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you found your niche.
Yep.
Like,
stay. It's like Bill and Lawrence. Like, why leave?
No, you wouldn't. But honestly, who's KU going to hire that's going to keep this level up in college basketball? The sport has changed so much. The landscape of college basketball has changed so much. I mean, I just don't know what you do if you're KU and you're looking to hire somebody. And who the hell is going to want replace Bill Self at KU? Like, you know, it's like you never want to replace the legend, right? You want to replace the guy after the guy.
Yes.
But it's been Larry Brown, Roy Williams, Bill Self. I mean, that's a hell of a run.
Now I start to feel when I look at the internet, because Heavyweights came out 30 years ago yesterday. Great movie. Disney Plus. Start, Bench, Cut, brought to you by GA's Southland Tow Service text line. We start off with where we were at the start of the show. If you missed it, check out the podcast. We have all the episodes or all the hours loaded up there for you, plus segments as well. Some of them are starred, I think. We start off with NHL All-Star Game, Major League Baseball All-Star Game, NBA All-Star.
Well, right in that order, I think, is where you go. I like what the NHL did this year with the Four Nations instead of the All-Star Game. Major League Baseball, I love baseball, and the NBA is just a disaster, and LeBron bailing like he did, such a bad look for the sport. If anybody wants to know why the NBA is struggling, look at yourself. You're the reason why the NBA is struggling. Not us, not the fan. There was a tweet about some no-name winning the slam dunk contest. I'm like, that's not the fans' fault.
Mac McClung. Three years in a row now.
A G-leaguer is winning your... And you run a commercial for State Farm, and at the end of the commercial, a full-screen graphic. Don't forget to watch the NBA on ESPN, and then back to Jake and State Farm and Caitlin Clark for a quick second. Like, wow. You're so bad. How bad are you? You're using ads that people are paying for you to be on during your game to let them know where your product is running.
Or you've got Max here, player Kevin Durant, who said, in quote, I think it's more fun to complain about the NBA than it is to actually watch it.
Damn right. I don't disagree.
He's right.
You don't give me anything fun to watch. That's on you. I mean, like, these players that use this load management sends a bad look. Whether it's true or not, the perception is NBA players sit out games. And until you change that perception, you're not going to change your league. It's not interesting.
We go to Start, Bench, Cut, the athlete you'd want to be. Hockey player, golfer, NASCAR driver.
Well, I think I would start golfer.
This weekend.
Yeah, I would start golfer because you're not getting beat up, right?
Yes. Your joints are.
Yeah, but you go to QC Kinetics and get that fixed.
There you go.
I mean, like, you're not getting beat up by somebody else.
Yeah, you don't have a guy with his jaw wired shut who's 6'9", 220 pounds, just lighting you up against the glass. Yeah,
I'd probably go hockey, bench, and then I'd cut NASCAR because I don't want to hit a wall.
I just don't want to drive 250 miles an hour in one direction the whole time.
You ever do a drive, they give you 8 laps to do.
I would love to do a ride-along, for sure.
No, you drive the car.
Oh, no, whoa, thanks.
I don't
need that pressure.
Right?
Because
they're like,
that.
Come out and do this, what I thought was a ride-along. Oh, no, I drove.
Oh.
I think I hit up like 167 miles per hour. And by the time you get to that 8th lap, you're like, okay, because they're talking to you, and you finally get it, and then it's over, right?
You're like Dale Griffith, the steering wheel's bent forward, and figures of Steve Martin are stuck to the
You're holding on for dear life. My shoulders, my trapezoids right here, were never as sore in my entire life.
Oh my!
Because you're gripping for dear life, and you're like it's.
Gotta do those workouts at the J.
But it's totally
There's
different.
Two sponsors in one day,
right? You get the traps going. Like it's
you get
hard.
Those Brock
man.
Lesnar traps.
I got a new appreciation for these guys, and I was only doing like 167. I'm like,
and they do say all three of those athletes: hockey player, golfer, NASCAR driver. Hottest wives in sports.
They really are, man.
They do. Mm-hmm. Like, hockey player, golfer is, like, a very good debate to see, like, who you got. We go to the months of the year. January, February, March.
I'm actually going to start January.
Wow.
I'm going to bench March, and I'm going to cut February.
Wow.
January's been good with the Chiefs lately. The month goes by so fast. The holidays are still kind of, you know, tailing off. You still got a little of that. Chiefs are winning playoff games.
Start March, bench February, get January out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start March. Bench February and cut January. Yeah, I think so. I think that's
why
it.
February? Like, what's keeping this month sucks?
Yeah, but the weather's colder, so the snow's more able to, like, you know, get around in. Like, this snow, you can drive in.
Yeah,
January snow.
The January snow was bad, but I don't think that has anything to do with
and
the
And that's
just
kind
happened.
Of the start of the season. Like, February, like, it's all right. It's short month, 28 days.
Yeah, I'm ready to get out of this, though. I'm ready.
What's funny
March.
Is everybody says January lasts forever, but nobody wants to talk about how February's over in a week.
Yeah, but January, sure. I mean, January hasn't lasted. It used to be, like, I would get rid of January and February and start March, but, I mean, January's been a great month recently in the last 5, 6, 7 years. It's
From
been a lot
of fun. The 816, start golf, bench NASCAR, cut hockey. I'm just a car guy. I can't skate for crap. Now, it's tough to ice skate. I'll tell you that.
It's hard, yeah.
They say the headlights on those stock cars are fake, apparently. Okay. I don't know.
I don't care.
We go to meals during the winter of the dog. Because you'd agree we're in the dog days of winter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Casseroles, pot roasts, soups.
I'm going to start soup, probably bench casserole and cut pot roast, but I mean, if somebody placed a pot roast here, I'm eating the pot roast, you know.
I'll start soup, I'll bench pot roast, I'll cut casserole, which is tough because casserole's got a lot of diversity.
Oh, yeah.
Go up to Minnesota and order yourself a hot dish. Everything's topped with tater tots. It's just a delicious dish.
Hot dish. That reminds me of Big Bully with Rick Moranis and the guy that, Tom Arnold.
That was Binkley's nickname in college.
Hot dish?
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife went to college with Binkley, so that's an incredible source. Somebody asked earlier on the text line, where do you get the best matzo ball soup in Kansas City?
In Kansas City? I usually order it from Katz's. Or I make it myself. Mm. The Manischewitz box is great.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's so easy to make. Make your own.
Yeah.
Just order the box. Go to Hy-Vee, get the box of soup mix.
Matt comes up with one here on Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service Text Line. So actually three sponsorships in one bid. Hey, Don. Three-point contest, home run derby, hockey skills contest when they did it.
Start hockey, bench home run derby, cut three-point contest.
You think this guy hates the NBA and loves hockey?
Exactly, yeah.
The three-point contest used to be great.
It was great last year. Yeah. It was awesome.
Is that when they did the Steph versus
Sabrina?
Yeah,
they did that last year.
And Caitlin Clark said, I'm not saving your bacon this year.
She's like, no, I'm already doing that on State Farm. Yeah.
Well, and they couldn't even get, fine, you can't get the girl in the other league, but you can't get the star of your own league where it is in Golden State to perform at the three-point contest. Steph Curry's not in it? What? In Golden State?
And therein lies the problem with the NBA.
Crazy. Yeah, the NBA sucks.
I mean, baseball fans fought so hard after Billy Butler didn't make the home run derby to make sure somebody from the home team was in the home run derby. You got a three-point contest with maybe the world's greatest three-point shooter of all time. And he's not participating in that, you wonder why the NBA sucks as a league.
Joke.
You're making the case.
With that said, I'll still start the three-point contest. I'll bench home run derby and I'll cut hockey.
The NBA is terrible. An absolute atrocious display of sport. I mean, I'm still like, we know we started with it, that LeBron opting out of the game is the weakest move I've ever seen an athlete make.
An hour before the game.
What a chicken bleep move.
Show up to the, just cuss. you got clout. I don't. Mac does it. Did you hear Dusty Leggins cussed on the air? Yeah, he got fired the next day. Your Bob Fesco cussed on the air? Yeah, he's spinning for a show.
It's a chicken move, like LeBron's yellow, man. That is a chicken move.
Showed up to the team photos in his street clothes, came out for the introductions in his street clothes, and then just sat out the game and just...
How do you do that with a conscience? Because you don't care about your fans. You only care about you. And again, that's why this league does not do well. Selfish players.
And what they say about the Anthony Edwards, he like warmed up and then just decided not to play?
Yeah, I guess he just didn't even play. Yeah, I don't know.
He was warming up with like a backwards hat on. I saw that and thought that was interesting. Yeah. And then I thought, well, if he's out there, I didn't know he didn't watch it. Watch SNL's 50th anniversary show.
I mean, I guess I just don't understand how you can do that to your fans. And this is why, it's your biggest event. Play.
Days of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Thursday start, bench Tuesday, cut Wednesday.
Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
I disagree with that. I think Sunday night, I think Monday sucks. I hate Mondays.
But we all know Monday sucks. So I know.
But it still sucks.
Why is that on the list?
It still sucks.
Start a franchise of these four quarterbacks.
Patrick Mahomes.
No. It's Herbert, Lamar, Hurts, and Burrow. And then the last one, Royals players, Reagans, Sal, and Bobby.
I want to have a longer conversation on this one. Can we do that on the other side?
Sure, you're the pro. I'm the rookie. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Leggins, and Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, @TheFan965, for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, rolling through Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Happy snow day to all of you staying at home. Looks like the snow is picking up a little bit more, kind of dissipated for a while, but I was just talking to Alex Gold. He's a weatherman in his free time.
Celsius.
He says it's supposed to be.
It's definitely snowing.
Yeah, he says it's supposed to be worse later as the day goes along.
Your best friend of this new show has been telling you that all morning.
I know. Now it's starting up again. So I'm hoping.
I don't believe anything until one of my sons tells me.
No, I don't believe any of it until I actually see it. The weather people, who the hell cares? They're trying to get you to watch. So I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. So it's starting up again. And so I guess later today, you said it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
What's
the opposite of dissipating?
Non-dissipating.
Okay. You just throw the non in front of it?
That's exactly right. Non-dissipating.
The double negative.
Yeah. Non-dissipating snow will be.
What's the opposite of good? Non-good.
Not good.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if dissipating, if there is a
what is the antonym of dissipating? Google search or text line. Who gets it first?
Dissipating means stop. So continue, probably, I would guess. Continue. The snow continues.
Huh. Here's a good one for you, Bob. Who's more narcissistic, Rodgers or LeBron?
That's a great question. I think LeBron.
Is he narcissistic?
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
I think he's more selfish than
well,
he is narcissistic.
Is that a trait? Yeah, that is. I mean, he's
because he doesn't really ever. I don't know if he ever really is. Like Rodgers is 100% like a poster child for narcissistic.
LeBron took a shot at Doug Gottlieb yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
From something Gottlieb said, and he responded back. That's narcissism. You're taking a shot at a middling midday radio host that isn't aired by many stations, who has a basketball team that's 2-24, and you care what that guy's got to say?
Because he took shots for his entire career, LeBron.
He took shots at Bronny and said something to the effect that you have to earn it before you can get it.
I don't mind that. Don't talk about somebody's kids.
Right, and then so LeBron went back and saw he's lost 24 games because you got to earn it before you get it.
I mean, we were trashing
like
Gottlieb Radio Row. He's doing a show while his team was playing.
Bad look. But it doesn't mean like LeBron's still not a narcissist. I mean, this is why, you know,
put your pants on backwards, Doug.
Yeah. I mean, Doug Gottlieb isn't anybody that that guy sucks. Let's call
accumulating
it
or lingering would be the antonym of dissipating.
Okay. Lingering snow. Yeah. I've heard that word used.
Accumulating
before.
Snow.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up Reagan, Sal, and Bobby from Start Bench Cut and have a conversation about them, because I think the logical would be start Bobby, bench Reagan's, and cut Sal. I think that's
because
where it would
age.
Be. Well, because, age and at the end of his contract. But I always have a hard time, and maybe you guys disagree, like giving the nod to a starting pitcher, one starting pitcher versus a position player. Because in baseball, a position player can affect the game every single day, both offensively and defensively. A pitcher can affect the game once a week, basically. And so that's why I would look at that and say, think I would start Bobby, probably bench Sal, and then cut, if you will, Reagan's in that mold. I don't know where you guys fall on that, but I always give weight to a position player in baseball over a starting pitcher because, again, it's once a week for those guys.
Who is better in the playoffs, Reagan's or Bobby?
Reagan's was, yeah. Yeah, Bobby didn't have a good postseason.
And that's where it matters. Yeah. Like, so, like, to me, to take the opposite approach, I mean, Shields, last time you had a bona fide ace and a certified stud.
Yo was headed that way.
But he wasn't.
But he wasn't.
So
right.
It can't count him.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
Shields? Grinky?
Grinky. But Grinky late. Was he really an ace?
Shields was a bona fide. Oh, yeah, he was an ace. He was a Cy Young winner.
No, with the second go-round.
Because the first go-round,
he was here before James Shields.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Shields would be the last one. Then before that, Grinky?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, those are, and now you have Reagan's. Like, think about the years that are separated between
that's
all
a
those.
Lot. It's a lot.
Like, Grinky Cy Young was 2009.
Yeah.
Shields was 2013.
Yeah.
And then Reagan's is 2025.
Yeah. 24, 25. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Because, I mean, Lugo was your ace last year.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, to me.
And that's just my opinion. I could be completely wrong.
And again, I'm just playing opposite side because it's boring to disagree.
Yeah.
And at times. But, like, to me, like, Reagan's gives you so much more solidification of the promise that you can have a great season outside of, like, Sal Perez. Because Sal Perez is exactly who you think he's going to be, right? He's going to hit fourth in this lineup. He's going to hit behind Vinny. And he's going to be the guy that you're like, you know what, Sal? I don't care if you swing at the slider and miss. Just hit 35 home runs. And that's his role. But Reagan's, it's like, hey, every fifth day, set the tone. Or what Sal can't do is if your team loses three or four in a row, he can't go out there and single-handedly end the loss.
Yeah.
Whereas Cole Reagan's can take the ball in the slab and be like, that's it, eight inning shutout ball, nine strikeouts, one walk. We're getting out of here. We're changing. We're going to buck this trend of losing. So I love the fact they signed Cole Reagan's. I want to bring this up along with Salvador Perez. This could be his last ride in Kansas City.
Sure.
So will you make sure you go see his games?
Yeah,
like, because you have Kelsey and Sal, who are both the side piece to Bobby and Patrick, right? Like,
I still people will still tell you it's Salvi's team, though. You know?
I think last year he was surpassed because of the year Bobby had. Like, I think there will be more Bobby Witt Jr. shirts, jerseys, jerseys in the crowd than there will be Salvi.
I mean, Salvi last year.
Great year.
271, 27, and 104. I mean,
and how many games played?
I don't know.
Because he missed some time.
Let's see.
Because Bobby played every game but one.
Yeah.
And it was the one after they clinched because he might have been a little groggy.
158 games Salvi played last year.
So, yeah.
And 140 that's, the year before, 114 the year prior.
Right. And now he's, what is his age now? 30s. He's a little bit older.
34.
34. So if this is it, right? But like, what's crazy.
He has a team option next year.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Depending on what that team option is expensive, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Okay. I'll look that up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's tough, but I mean, that's how spoiled we are with this Royals roster, that you have a superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. You have a bona fide ace in Cole Reagans, because last year people were calling him the left-handed DeGrom. Like, I'd like to know.
$13.5 million. He's making $22 million this year.
Yeah, it's a
big step down.
$10 million less. Yeah, almost nine.
So we'll see how it goes. I mean, you'll have those conversations, you know, how many more years do you want to play? If Salvi says, I want to make two more years, then maybe you find a way to work a two-year contract out with that final option.
Right. Here. And
who's next? Who's ready to go to replace Salvi?
Well, you have the kid in the...
Carter Jensen is the guy. Is he ready? I don't know. I mean, like...
Well, he better be. I mean, he's a top prospect in Major League Baseball, a number two prospect for the Kansas City Royals.
So do you give him the one more year after this year in the minors and let Salvi have one more year?
And you've also got Fermin in there that's kind of like playing that utility role.
He was nice.
Yeah, for the games that he played. Like, I don't know if I want to see Freddie Fermin for 162.
Right.
But that's not his role. But with Sal, I would like to see, maybe they do bring back the team option next year, that Carter Jensen comes up and it's the Mahomes Alex Smith role.
You
have raw talent, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Like, when you see a runner at first doing this, or you see the defense start to do this for you when you're up to bat, like, you know that you
actually like that idea a lot.
For sure.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, if that's what you think this kid can be as the new reign apparent a catcher for your organization, where you've had a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Right. Just like with, I don't know, maybe that happens with Travis Kelce this year. Maybe that kid they drafted, which
Noah
some people
Wiley
given,
or Noah Gray or no, Wiley, Jared Wiley.
Jared Wiley.
Yeah.
Maybe next year when it's Travis's last year, he's like, look, dude, I'm here to basically give you everything you need. Like, be a sponge and I'll give you everything I got. And then that helps him along the way. Whereas like Carter Jensen comes up and all of a sudden Salvador Perez is like, here's what you need to know. Here's how they do things. Here's, you know, basically how the media works in Kansas City. Here's what they're, you know, these type of things. So I don't know. But I mean, Salvador Perez, I mean, that's another one of those, here we go again, like a long Kansas City career with championship, you know, ties to it is coming to an end.
Right.
And it's tough to think about because
there
will be a statue. 13 will be retired.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go to the Baseball and Royals Hall of Fame.
Right.
And he'll be one of the greatest Royals to ever put that jersey on.
And I know, like, and I've said this before, you know, it's an important thing for John Sherman to see another Royal go into the Hall of Fame, like a lifelong Royal, another George Brett. That's Salvador Perez, right? And he's the one, because I think, obviously, Greinke's going to go in. He said he's going to wear that Royals cap, but he had most of his great years not in Kansas City. Salvador Perez is your next, right? He's that next guy that was a lifelong Kansas City guy, played every year with the Royals, you know, won with the Royals, lost with the Royals, became a legendary baseball player because of the Royals. And so I think he stays here, but I wouldn't be opposed to having them pick up that team option for next year and having Carter Jensen as their backup catcher and kind of riding shotgun with Salvi all year. Because there's one thing about, you know, taking somebody under your wing in spring training when you're on the backfields of Arizona and nobody's there and watching. It's another thing to do it in the middle of August when you're like, I'm 0 for my last 20. I had two wild pitches, a pass ball. I threw wild down the second base. I can't figure this thing out. That's when Salvi can come along and go, bro, it's not a big deal. It really isn't. Like, so I would like to, I love that idea that you had with the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes thing. If you truly believe that Carter Jensen is your guy that you want to go with, then bring him up next year, pick up that option for Salvi, and let the two of them do a season together. I think that's I don't hate that idea. I love that idea the more we talk about it.
Because not only that, then, like, let's say that, you know, there's a couple of days where Vinny misses first base and just DHs, and you have Salvador Perez play first, and then Jensen's behind the plate. They can kind of pick up on tendencies there as well, where he can be like, hey, when you see, you know, somebody doing this, like, you know, he's, I don't know, just little deals like that.
It's those conversations that you just have that you can't have a conversation about unless you're in the moment, right? Like, right. It's a lot of these things come up and something sparks a conversation that leads to something. And so, yeah, I do think it's important to have that kind of mentorship role. We've seen it work, and we've talked about John's affinity with the Chiefs and doing a lot of the things that they've been doing because they've been successful. Maybe this is one of those as well.
And you bring up John Sherman, and a guy who, you know, took a job, and the first thing he said, which I took note of, I still have it in my backpack, is that he remembered being in those World Series games and sitting in Kauffman Stadium. He wanted to bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stadium talk happens, and he gets all this sort of backlash, like, how can you put a new stadium out when you have a team that loses 106 games? How can you have a new stadium when, you know, this team doesn't care? The city's, you know, lost its baseball love. Since he's done his thing, he has locked in a perennial MVP player and possible future Hall of Famer, Bobby Witt Jr. He extends the GM, who's doing very good things in the front office for the Kansas City Royals, and he's locked in your ace for the future and made moves in the offseason. Brought Walker in, brought Lugo in, went and got the trade deadline last year. Yeah, those names may not have moved the needle, but if you watch the experts on the MLB shows, they would have told you the Royals won the offseason and they won the trade deadline.
Yeah, they had a nice trade deadline. The Hunter Harvey, the Lucas Erceg moves. I mean, that helps solidify a bullpen.
And how many times in the past have we gotten to February 18th and been like, does anybody know what the pitching staff's going to look like? And now you can nail it from 1 to 5.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, it's Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Lorenzen, Bubich.
Mm-hmm.
And then you should have your 7, 8, 9 guys as well. And now the only thing you're missing is maybe one more bat and a guy at third base. Unless Michael Garcia can have a much better year. It shouldn't be hard, but
I'm different.
I don't know.
I don't hate him at all. Like him. I guess, you know, I'm different in that realm. I think he's a fine baseball player.
He started off very, very hot,
yeah,
and then it fizzled out very,
very
quickly.
Fast. It did.
It's like a bottle rocket.
Yeah, it went up and then. But hey, look, he's got the ability to do it, right? It's how do you harness that, and that's the million-dollar question. You know, if you're in baseball, but everything that John Sherman's doing is showing you, you know, how much he cares about forming a winner here in Kansas City. I don't think there's any conversation to be left about whether or not John Sherman's the right guy. He's the best owner since Ewing Kauffman, and that's not, you know, saying anything. I know David Glass won a championship, but I don't think anybody would put him above John Sherman right now with the way that they're doing things to run this ball club. And so you extended Q over the weekend, you extended JJ over the weekend, you extended Cole Reagans over the weekend. Good job by Scott Sharp and company to get that deal done and give Cole Reagans some money and for Cole Reagans to take some money. I mean, they rewarded a guy who said 2 Tommy Johns, so there's like financial security for Reagans, but it's not a lot of money from baseball terms, you know, $13 million, not a lot. To give a pitcher in Major League Baseball, most guys make that per inning now in baseball. Cole Reagans is making that over the course of a couple of years. So everybody kind of wins in that Cole Reagans deal. And John Sherman continues to solidify himself as the owner that wants to win and bring baseball back to Kansas City. And once we get the new you know, complex with the new stadium and the entertainment district that generates money 365, the sky's the limits right now. He's showing right now that he's willing to spend in a stadium that doesn't generate any money. What's he going to do when he has that area that generates a lot of money and can spend even more? You got to be excited about it.
Yeah, and you got a winning. I mean, you went to the ALDS and lost to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, the team that was the AL favorite to win the World Series that went to the World Series.
Right.
And now you're coming back with an over-under of 83.5 wins and picked to finish second in your division of odds, according to Vegas. And you've got a MVP sort of player on your team again. Like, you have that sort of Royals team that you've had in the past.
You've got arguably one of the 3 or 4 faces of baseball right now on your team in Bobby Witt Jr. And I say that because I look at the X feed of MLB.com and Bobby Witt is front and center. I mean, when was the last time a Royal was, you know, somewhere front and center like that? So we've got one of the faces of the team. We've got a great young pitcher in Cole Reagans right now, an owner that's willing to do what it takes to get the job done, and a GM who's crushing it right now. And that's why I said when he took this job and everybody's like, oh, it's just Dayton 2.0. I said, you don't know that. You've got to give this guy an opportunity to do his thing. And I guarantee you all the people that were saying Dayton 2.0 are now kind of backing into the bush like Homer Simpson and saying, oh, maybe I should have given him some time. That's why you can't jump to conclusions, and everybody wants to throw their jump to conclusions mat out there immediately and have the final say on everything. That's why we told you, just chill on JJ. Let him do his thing. Just because you work for somebody doesn't mean you are somebody. And JJ has shown he has separated himself with an owner that's allowed him to separate himself from the prior regime. And they're doing great things right now.
I just think that's very great in Kansas City that the two franchises that run the city in sports are basically a mirror image of each other. Now, Kansas City Chiefs have the hardware.
Yeah.
But they've been doing this for about 8-9 years with Mahomes, Andy Reid, all those guys. But to take a page out of their book, they got a new GM during the start of this run, mm-hmm. right? Pioli goes, in comes Brett Veach. Nobody knew who Brett Veach was, let's be honest.
John, what's his name?
John Dorsey.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who Brett Veach was.
No.
And Brett Veach came in, and everybody fell in love with him.
He was an understudy to John Dorsey.
Of course, yeah. He was a scouting agent for personnel for Andy, and did the whole Mahomes thing, did all that sort of stuff. And then Veach kind of showed his track record. Oh, he's working in the offseason. He works in the draft. He does these sort of things. If Caglione hits and Bobby Witt Jr. wins an MVP and this team goes to a World Series, are we putting JJ in the same sort of trust that we did when we said trust in GM, DM?
Well, I think you have to, right? Yeah.
And then they sign the superstar, Mahomes.
Right.
They sign the superstar and Bobby Witt Jr. And then you build in the pieces on where you struggled last year. What did the Royals struggle the most in last year?
Relief pitching.
What did they fix immediately in this offseason?
And during the season last year.
Relief
they didn't even
pitching.
Wait. Yeah.
Right. So they've done that, and they've overcome what was such a bad stretch between 17 and 2024 that now they do such a good job of patching that up to where you try not to remember it because you don't have to think about it because of what was last year and what's moving forward. You're essentially putting, if not the same team, but with patch jobs around where you were leaking water from the boat last year to where now you take this team, and you're like 83.5 wins, what they're talking about, when it used to be like 77, 78.
Yeah. But I mean, it all goes back to ownership and, you know, owners empowering their people to do the job effectively.
Right.
And if you don't have an owner that's willing to allow you to go out there and spend and make roster decisions and trade prospects for relievers in the middle of seasons, then you're not going to stand a chance. And I think for a lot of those years, Glass did hamstring what they could do as an organization. I mean, I just know for a fact that it's happened that way, right? And now you change. That's why I always talk about you can't be a good organization until you have good ownership. It's why the Bears are always going to be terrible. You got to have good ownership. John Sherman is a breath of fresh air that empowers his people. And that's what you need to do as a leader. You need to give them the tools to get the job done. And if you're not doing that, then they're not going to be able to get the job done. And John Sherman has opened that toolbox and said to JJ, tell me what you need. I'm here to support you. That's what you want out of an owner of a franchise.
To me, this weekend was all about, and I think Andy Rodgers says it great too, is it all about stability and trust. You extended your manager that everybody loves to play for. You extended your general manager who everyone trusts.
Mm-hmm.
And now you move that forward. There's not anybody like, look at their show. Like, how long is he going to be here?
Right.
Is he going to be like, Matheny, here and gone. Other guys, here and gone. Other guys, gone. And I know Ned was here for a long time. Before Ned, it was like every other 2 years, it was a new guy, a new regime, a new thing. It just doesn't work. You finally found the people that you know can work in the system. And the quote that Andy Rodgers has, MLB beat writer for the Royals, he's a good listener. He'll make decisions. He'll get the input of his people. He's got the courage of his convictions, and he has built a lot of trust and confidence. That's John Sherman on GM JJ Piccolo.
Yeah.
And she says, hashtag Royals, lock in stability in their front office. That's what you need.
Yeah. And somebody who's going to allow you to see those visions. Like you could have all the visions in the world, but then the guy in charge of the money says, nah.
Yeah. The Jets.
Okay. Yeah. Whoever, whatever bad team that's been around forever. Hey, I got this vision. Let's go. Nah, we're not going to go ahead and do that. We're okay. Okay. Dallas, Anaheim. You know, there are certain teams out there in sports that you can look at that go, are we really trying to win here? What are we trying to do and trying to accomplish? John Sherman said he wanted to you know, experience winning and get winning back. Everybody rolled their eyes. As soon as they finally found stability from COVID and work stoppages and everything that John had to live through, They got some stability. They won baseball games. And that's what it's all about, man. It's just great to see this team turn it around and now have these expectations on these winter days to be winners.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to our brioche of the weekend on a Tuesday edition of Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, back at it on a Tuesday morning. The snow's starting to come down a little bit more. Weatherman Gold out in the bullpen telling us about how much snow is supposed to come, when it's supposed to come, and if we'll be safe driving home at 9:58. I got to be honest with you, I started my car already.
Same.
Got to get that snow melted off, get the car warmed up so we can
Stacey
flip it out of here.
Nirvana, she even looks like Madonna.
I'm going to go start my car.
Get after it, man. Go do it.
I'm going to have to walk
sure
down
you,
there and
make
do
sure
it.
You can get in your car.
Not fancy.
I saw finally saw the way that he parked next to you.
How about that?
You talk about a Richard move. I mean, that really is. The whole parking lot's empty, and you go right next to Dusty?
Right next to the door in
what
the
are
snow.
You, like, come on.
Yes.
Being
we're
a
not
dog.
Doors anymore. You can get yourself separated from me now.
Yeah, like
I am separated.
It's okay.
I moved up, and he can open his door fully.
But why would you? Like, the whole lot's empty.
I just
you
told
could
you
park
why
anywhere.
I did.
But no, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, Larry.
It doesn't.
All right.
You had the whole lot, and you parked right next to him. You backed it in right next to his driver's side door where he couldn't even get in the car.
He can get in the car, actually. Thank you. Yeah. I went down too close, moved forward, moved back for that exact reason. He can open it over 75%, I'd say.
Mm, nice.
Over 75%.
And I can always get in on the other side if I need to.
Yeah.
Over 75%
or you could have just parked somewhere else.
Dude, I hit, you know those carts holders? I hit one at Target this weekend.
Ooh.
Nailed it.
Ooh.
It wasn't good.
Why?
I didn't mean to, but like somebody had it like all the way over and I moved in left and I didn't see that it was all bang.
You hit it with your car?
Yes. And then I moved it completely over and some lady just goes, "Thank you for doing that."
Oh, like the whole thing.
Yeah, they're not heavy. You can move
yeah.
those. Like, also I a couple gripes for the week. Speaking of Larry.
Yeah.
Grocery stores have too many cart holders. They take up four parking spots, I counted.
Yeah, each one of them was four spots. Yeah.
You don't need that many. Like half.
But if you didn't have enough, people would say there's not enough, they're too far.
But then the other thing that sucks is they take up four spots, plus when there's snow, the piles get even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the checkout lane. The checkout lane, less than 20 items. Lady in front of me at Target in the self-checkout lane, 50 total items, I could tell you. She had like 20 items of clothing plus groceries plus other, like you're ruining it. It's like express.
Yeah, I don't use the self checkouts anymore. I'm not. I don't work there.
Yeah, but I mean, like for me, like I'm not gonna go stand in a line where there's a register where there's people have a full conveyor belt of stuff, and I've got a candle and like a package of pasta.
Yeah, right.
I'll just deet deet and I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Like I'd rather do that.
I understand that. Sure.
And it's not like they don't have employees because there were still like. Eight lanes open where literally two different times a woman was like, I can get someone on six. And like, here's this lady in line with 50 items. Like, go to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. By the way, the Dodgers got worse. Trey Turner's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, even though he wasn't there last year, he's with the Mariners. But he just always seems like he's with the Dodgers.
He always seems like a Dodger. Yeah.
He goes to the Cubs. So there goes your people that were over the weekend thinking that maybe he could play third base for the Royals.
That wouldn't have been a bad addition. Been all right. It's a name you know, a winner, you know, type of guy. But
right.
Does it really move the needle for you? The guy to watch all year now, it just became Vlad Guerrero's year. Like, that's the guy that everybody in baseball is going to watch. Now that he said no deal with the Blue Jays, 29 other teams are going to be in competition. I can't wait to watch Vlad Guerrero this year. I think he's going to have a big year, and the over-under was like 78.5 for the Blue Jays. If that's where they're trending, how soon do you trade Vladimir Guerrero? The earlier you trade him, the better package you're going to get back in return, obviously.
Yeah, they're going to get John Buck, whatever that package was.
Mike Tehan or Mark Tehan.
Mark Wood.
And Mike Wood.
Mike Wood,
Mike
yeah.
Wood.
I knew we could get that out.
Yeah, Mike Wood, yep. That was a great thing for Carlos. But see, that was the thing. Everybody knew you needed to trade Carlos Beltran. So
and you had no clout,
You had no bargaining power. Again, that's like the same thing with Jermaine Dye. And the old story goes with Jermaine Dye, the reason they got Nathy Perez is because Dan Glass was out there telling everybody, we have to have a shortstop in return, and if we don't get one. So, well, then you've just handcuffed yourself. You cut your general manager's feet off by doing something like that, because everybody knew, well, they got to get a shortstop, so Nathy Perez ends up being the guy.
That's great. You
can't go in thinking we need to get this or we need to get that. We got to get our best offer. And if you're the Blue Jays right now, you better start shopping Vladimir Guerrero right now, because once the trade deadline rolls around, you're not going to get what you could get today.
Somebody in the text number, the 620, says, so will Pocoloville be a suburb of Brett Veach?
I like that. We could. Yeah, you got to win a championship, right? You got to get that championship first, and we'll start talking about setting up towns.
Is this true? Probably the 913, love a self-checkout that wants you to leave a tip like they have at the stadiums? Where would you, they have that at the stadium? You leave a tip at a self-checkout?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On your, like, as soon as you register up, it says, do you want to do a tip? Oh. I don't know. Not tipping.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these self-serve places. I got asked for a tip at the airport when I bought a pre-made salad one time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't, all these registers
ask.
You
know me, big tip guy.
Yeah. But,
you know?
I mean, I think we're over-tipped in this country. Pay your employees.
Brioche of the weekend that we always do on Monday, but obviously not a show yesterday. Did you get texted at all or DM'd like, where are you guys at today?
Mm-mm, yeah, some people did.
I got one that was like, how come you guys aren't on the air today? I said, President's Day day off. And the media response was, ha, I have to work. I was like, I'm sorry,
I don't
dude.
Care.
I was like, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Great.
Good for you.
Was the hockey games on this weekend?
They were on all over. They were on ESPN, ABC, and TNT, Turner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say hockey was the brioche of the weekend.
Yeah, no question.
But I would also say NBC.
Okay.
Because NBC stole sports away for an entire night with the SNL 50 anniversary.
Oh, the SNL thing. That was
15 million viewers.
That's a good sports ball game.
Is that a college football Saturday, or is that still too low?
I think a skosh too low. I think like the big college games were getting somewhere between 19 and 20. I think that's what they got for the, the postseason 15 games.
15 million views for Lorne Michaels' program, Saturday Night Live, with the 50th anniversary, pre-years of the weekend.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, it's hard to top that. For a non-sports game, like, that's a huge number for TV. Like, people are going to be like, all right, that was really, really good. How do you duplicate that? You don't. You wait another 50 years to do a 100-year celebration. But I really thought, for me, it was Adam Sandler that stole the show. Like, his song was just so cool, man. It was the best.
To me, Adam Sandler is the best on Saturday Night Live when he's just at, like, I never thought Adam Sandler bits were funny. I really never did. I didn't think the opera singing Dracula or vampire, I didn't think that was funny.
Yeah.
I grew up with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
I thought he was the funniest when he was like singing Lunch Lady Land
Lunch
and
Lady
Farley's
Land
out
great.
There dancing.
His first album that he put out that had Lunch Lady Land in it and
is that the one
Hanukkah.
That had uses of the word F?
I don't remember.
It was like a black and white album or something like that.
I'm trying to think if that was on that one. It was the one with the troll under the bridge and like it was just Worcester, $1.20, just stupidness.
But yeah, like, I mean, that whole thing was great. I mean, it was so funny because people were like, because we had my buddy has a kid on the way in the next week and we had his diaper party. I hosted, cooked out, did all this stuff, had a bunch of people over. It was Sunday. I had Monday off, so we could kind of get after it. And the conversation with 10 men in my house was, so we all watched Saturday Night Live tonight and one guy goes, well, the NBA All-Star Game's on tonight. And everybody just went.
So?
It was about as quickly as a room cleared as a Bailey Zappi's a free.
Really? I was going to ask you. Was
everybody
goes, well,
is there any more wings left? I was like, yeah, dude.
How did that dude feel after he's like, the NBA All-Star Game?
Yeah.
I think there are some people that feel that because there's a game on, they have to watch it, even though there's something better on. And that Saturday Night Live thing was better than anything that could have been rolled out other than an NFL game. And that's why they held it, obviously till after the NFL season to get the eyeballs on it. It was great for NBC. I thought it was a wonderful show.
And I remember somebody was like, well, I'll get all the highlights of the SNL 50 thing on Twitter. I was like, yeah, but like what you will end up doing is watching the entire show because every clip will pretty much hit. There might be one or two you don't like. But like Bill Murray on Weekend Update, giving the top Weekend Updates, the number one, his own brother.
His own brother. Yes.
Like, of course. Like, it's perfect.
Brian so Doyle good. Murray. And it was, and they just ended it. And it was over.
So, I mean, like, and that's the thing is like, if anything, and I would take the opposite approach to the, or I guess the same approach to the NBA All-Star Game. If something crazy happens in the All-Star Game, I'll see it on X.
Yeah, like if actually somebody's that name you know plays, we'll know about that.
Any brioche of the weekend for you?
First week, full weekend lot? With the fiance, dogs.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, hung out. Yeah, it was great. Had some friends over, just kind of saw one of our friends' shows. So he's in a musical this weekend.
Oh,
so
nice. Where at?
The Culture House over at the mall.
Oh, cool.
Just a little show that they put on. So yeah, it was really fun. It was great, man. Feels like got a home, you know?
How does she feel?
She loves it, dude.
Oh, really?
Which, yeah, wow. She literally loves it.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good, good, good.
Only been here not even 2 weeks, and she's like,
and you said
great.
The theme of the house is Samaje Perine?
It's so, what is it? Boho? Oh. Yeah. Boho, hippie, indie, yeah. So, yeah, I have to come by and see the place.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't
about
either.
There.
I don't either.
I thought he was seeing a line from Werewolves in London. Walking through Soho in the rain.
Werewolves in London.
His hair was perfect. Neat. Someone says the album that Adam Sandler was called "What the Hell Happened to Me."
Was that the was that his first album?
Tollbooth Willie.
Tollbooth Willie was yes.
That was mm-hmm. Worcester, please $1.25.
And then the Respect the Text before we get out of here from the 620.
Fatty McGee was on that album.
Fatty McGee was on that 620. Respect the Text. You should reply when people say you're not working today. Oh man, you get to work today. Lucky you.
That's great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I wouldn't do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Go hunker down in a blanket and stay my ass inside. Hey, but everybody out there, be safe.
Be safe.
You don't have to be anywhere anytime quickly. If you get there when you get there. And also go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or even their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay kind. Stay safe, Kansas City. And coming up here after the other side, Cody and Golden Drew from 10 to 2.